I know where there was some life yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
One word for you. Wimbledon.
Español. Nadal.
Rafael Nadal, he beat Roger Federer yesterday in a gargantuan battle. No other way to describe that. It was right down to the last second of the 4 hours, 48 minutes of play. And, John, that was the longest Wimbledon in history. Did you catch it?
Oh, yeah. It was great. It was incredible.
Christopher Clary, the New York Times reporter. Well, he joins us from the UK. How was it?
That's a pretty good word you had there, gargantuan. I like that.
It was. How else do you describe this match that just seemingly had no end?
Well, it was extraordinary. And the thing that was extraordinary about it was that it will never happen again quite that way, because it was the last year of Wimbledon without a roof. And so you'll never again see a men's final drag through all those rain delays and end in the near darkness, or was it really darkness? I'm not so sure anymore, but that's really a one-off, and it was just a great way to finish an era at Wimbledon with this remarkable match, which really was one of the best finals ever played.
They went to 9:30, and let's listen to the final 30 seconds after the match.
There's a new man at the head of men's tennis. Federer's magnificent run ends. Nadal is the top man.
Christopher, is that fair to say that Federer's reign has ended?
Well, I think it's pretty easy to say that the absolute monarchy is over, I think. I think that's pretty clear. We could be heading into an oligarchy here. We'll see how it goes. But I get the feeling that we'll never see Roger dominate again like he has. And I think Nadal is only 22. He's obviously getting better. And he has just moved from being a champion only on clay in a Grand Slam to winning on grass. He's a challenge. Other players are coming up. So I don't think we're ever going to see Federer winning two or three slams a year again. But we could well see him win a Wimbledon or two if he stays motivated and comes back strong. But
it's a power-sharing arrangement as opposed to the absolute monarchy. What do you think Nadal did to improve his game to combat Federer's relentlessness, as evidenced in this match, Clay or Chris?
Well, I think basically Nadal has been on a steady progress. He's had some problems with his legs and injuries, but whenever he's been healthy, he's been working really hard. He did two things this year. One, he improved his serve, which you could see. He only lost his serve once yesterday in five sets, which is remarkable for a guy playing Federer on grass. And two, he's also playing closer to the baseline now, which means he's catching the ball earlier. He's harder to move off the court now, and so he's able to be more aggressive and hit through the ball.
Well, it was a great, great match, and it was just so exciting to see every bit of it. And having watched the Bjorn Borg-McEnroe match years ago in the early 80s, it was certainly a bit of history.
Yeah, I mean, people were comparing it right away to that match. McEnroe himself, who was commentating, I think, called it the best match he'd ever seen at Wimbledon.
I think it was the best match a lot of people have seen. Christopher Clary, New York Times reporter, coming to us from the UK. Thank you so much.
Good to be with you. Have a good day.
Take care.
I felt bad for whoever lost that game.
I know.
It just went on endlessly, and they went back and forth, and there was barely any breaking of serve, and it was the Federer had won every Wimbledon since 2002.
Yeah.
That's over.
It was a historic record. Well, you can see all the top words on today's show visually represented into a single picture at thetakeaway.org. We've been talking about all kinds of things.
Childhood obesity, fresh produce to inner cities, growing vegetables on Mars, asparagus, by the way, and FEMA trailers. Comment on anything at 877-8-MY-TAKE. You can also go to our website, www.thetakeaway.org.
And here is the takeaway for the day.
These days, every year, G8 leaders spend as much time thinking about poverty as they do thinking about their own rich economies.
While you're there, you can check out the new Facebook game. That's from the G8 Summit, Bridget Kendall. The 2008 Veep Stakes. Go there. Buy and sell potential running mates for Barack Obama and John McCain.
It sounds like such a guilty pleasure. Buy and sell vice presidential candidates.
Yeah,
it's your one shot to do it. 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org. I'm Adora Udoji.
I'm John Hockenberry.